Hello? Mom? Hello? Is anybody home? Mom? I'm home. This is really creepy. Hey, what's this? Oh, it's a note. Dear Ethan, I've gone to the store to buy groceries. In the meantime, there's some spinach casserole in the fridge if you get hungry. Yuck. Mom, I'm not a goat. And please don't say the I'm not a goat thing about the spinach. Oh, how'd you know? It's good for you. Great. Here I am, by myself, in my house, on Christmas. Alone. In my home. Home. Alone. Two. Lost in New York. Man, what's wrong with me? I guess I'm a little jumpy after all I've been through over the last, what, like 3 years? It's a little unnerving being alone in the house. You know what? I bet if I listened to some, maybe John Watzenberger, if he's still doing a show, that always made me feel a little better. Oh, great, he is.
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a ceiling fan news update.
Good old John Watzenberger. Ah! Hurry up, you stupid ad. For products that I'll never even use. What is this? Some sort of unknown YouTube channel? Say goodnight, Kevin. Never heard of it. Sounds like a waste of time. Yeah, you hear me? Say goodnight, Kevin. You're delaying me in my show. I want to listen to the ceiling fan. All you're doing is delaying the ceiling fan. Say goodnight, Kevin, is nothing but a delaying of the ceiling fan. Oh, wait, I can skip it.
A new twist in the Star Corp scandal. If you recall the story that broke last November of the video game manufacturer Star Corp embezzling money, leading not only to the collapse of the company, but also several employees being tried and convicted for criminal activity.
Yeah, if people only knew what really happened. Psh, embezzling. Like, that's a real word.
Now we've just received word that two of the employees involved in the scandal have escaped from jail.
What?
According to our sources, the two convicts are headed straight to Shipshewana, Indiana.
What?
They're said to be armed and dangerous, impolite, toothless, and generally not very nice men. I do realize that this report is a bit strange coming from me, as I normally am entrusted with comedic news about Adventures in Odyssey. But I must emphasize, this is not a joke. My apologies to anyone listening hoping just to relax and ease their nerves.
Oh man. Okay, Ethan, calm down. It's not like these guys are gonna just show up at your front door or anything. I mean, it's Christmas. They probably busted out of jail so they could, I don't know, visit relatives or pets or Santa. I heard he's in town. Saw it on the marquee at the mall. The last place that they're gonna wanna visit is my house. Right? Especially while I'm here, at home, by myself. Home. Alone. Oh, no!
Hey, anybody home?
Hello.
Ethan, are you home?
Go away. Nobody's home. Oh, shoot, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Are you gonna let us in, Ethan? It's your Uncle Obadiah and Cousin Amos.
Who? I don't believe I even have an Uncle Obadiah and Cousin Amos.
Yeah, Ethan, you do.
I'm pretty sure I'd be well aware if I gave birth to an uncle.
I don't think this kid knows how uncles work.
And I thought you were the dumb one. Hey, Ethan, we just got off the phone with your mom. She told us you'd be home. Look, we know this is kind of odd, but we're your long-lost relatives. Sorry to surprise you like this, but we promise we don't mean any harm. I mean, on one hand, we understand that you are cautious, but on the other hand, we're freezing out here. In fact, both these hands are pretty cold.
Okay. I'm opening the door, but I don't want any funny business.
We really appreciate it, Ethan.
For what purpose have you come into my home alone?
Well, for the surprise family reunion, of course.
I didn't hear about anything like this.
I guess we did our job well then, eh? Surprised?
I'm skeptical.
Oh, that reminds me. Merry Christmas!
How does that remind you of Christmas?
Who knows? No one is really sure what makes Amos's mind tick. So, Ethan, you wouldn't happen to be here at your house, by yourself, in your home, alone, would you?
I think I already told you that. My mom's out.
And there isn't anybody else home?
No, that's what alone means.
Just curious. Yuck.
Why?
He just means that we don't want anyone to know that we're here to set up the 68th annual Daniel's Family Surprise Christmas Party.
I thought you said it was a family reunion.
See how good we are keeping things a surprise? Yuck.
Okay, that...
So is there any wires we can hide out before people show up for the party?
Hide out?
What's the problem, Ethan? It's not like we're running from the police or something, right?
I've got somewhere for you to hide out. How about you guys make your way into the den?
Why, sure, that sounds comfy.
It really isn't. Okay, den. listen, my mom's gonna be back soon. Ish. I hope. Anyway, you guys, could you please, like, just not do anything until then? We can talk about the surprise party when she gets here.
Well, sure, Ethan. Not doing anything is one of our specialties. Right, Amos?
Yeah. Yuck!
Okay, great. And hey, I'm sure you guys are pretty hungry, right? Let me grab you something to eat.
Oh, boy, that sounds fantastic.
Thanks a lot, Ethan.
Great. I'll be right back. Man, come on, Phil, pick up!
Hello?
You guys, there's some StarCorp imposters, they're here in my home!
Hi, you've reached Phil Jenkins. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message at the beep. Beep!
Phil, dude, you gotta change that answering machine. For real. When you get this, come over to my house right away. I think some of the StarCorp people have escaped from jail, and they're here in my house. Hold on, I gotta go. They want food. Bye. Great.
Ethan, do you need help with the food?
No, Uncle Abigail. I got it.
Obadiah.
Ethan.
I'm...
Okay. All right, guys. Here's some food for ya. Sorry it took me so long. Took a while for the microwave to preheat.
Why, Ethan, I'm surprised. This looks delicious. We've had a long day. We're pretty famished.
Well, it's not that great. It's just TV dinners.
Well, it's better than prison grub, that's for sure.
Prison grub?
Yeah, not that we would know or anything.
Of course you wouldn't. Why would you? Well, eat up. I'm gonna go clean the kitchen up.
We'll be right here.
Good.
This turkey's pretty gross. It was getting pretty hard to pretend in front of the kid.
Yeah, me too. I think the tryptophan in the turkey is starting to get to me, though. I'm starting to feel sleepy.
Yeah, me too. I can't keep my eyes open.
Maybe we... What the? Hello? Where am I?
Oh, come on, Michael. No. But you said they were on sale.
Amos, is that you? Psst. Amos, wake up.
I want to speak to the manager.
Hey, wake up.
What? Was I asleep? Hi. Oh, why can't I see or hear anything?
Wait, you can't hear either?
Nope. No word.
I think you can hear. You just can't see. Am I right in assuming that's what's happening to you right now?
Yes. Yes, I think that's correct. My mistake, yuck.
Listen.
Okay, remember? I told you... Oh, wait. Right, it's a sin I can't do.
I think Ethan put sleeping powder in our food and blindfolded us while we were asleep.
While you were sleeping?
Yes, while we were sleeping.
Well, Sandra Bullock... Is that what it is?
No, what?
Oh, sorry. I'm getting this feeling our lives are momentarily imitating a movie and I can't quite figure out which one.
What are you talking about, Amos? Don't answer that. Here's the deal. I'm getting the idea that your cuz doesn't trust us. Shh! Did you hear that? It sounded like...
a foley artist?
Yeah, no, I think Ethan's upstairs.
Oh, probably with visions of sugar plums dancing in his head.
What is wrong with you?
Well, first off, I'm blindfolded and handcuffed. And now we're stuck down here and that boy's up there. It's got me all fizzled.
Are you kidding? Plenty of people get around every day without using their eyes. We'll just have to use our other senses and make our way up the stairs.
You know I ain't never been no good with sentences.
Amos, I'm not even going to acknowledge how dumb that was. Now, let me feel around, see if we can get to the stairs.
Alright, Ethan. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Man, those guys are taking forever to find the stairs. Kind of killing the suspense. Oh, wait. Here they come. Wait for it.
I think I finally found the stairs.
That's my shoe, you clawed jumper.
Sorry. You want a bike? Yuck.
I think this might be the stairs. I'm gonna feel the step. Yep. All right, let's get up on three and step onto the landing.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 4,
3! What is this? It feels like your Aunt Lisa's secret porridge.
Tastes like it too.
Gotcha!
Ethan!
No, you'll have to catch me first!
Yeah!
What's the matter, Amos?
Feels like my foot just broke all six toes.
Oh! I fell over. Can you help me get up?
Hey, what's this?
Will you quit dawdling?
Wait, hold your horses. I found something.
What?
Feels just like a giant stapler.
Huh?
Golly, I found me the 17th wonder of the world. I wonder if it has any staples.
What are you doing?
Yo! Apples eat my arm! The stapler's eating my arm!
I'm coming! Whoa! Oh, my pant leg! Wait! This isn't a stapler, you dope! It's a sewing machine!
I can't get myself loose!
Me either!
Most like these, I wish I wasn't blindfolded so that I could see all the action that's happening right now!
Did you say now or ow? Oh, okay. Wait, is that a cat? I'm allergic to cats! Achoo!
Well, the first Noel. Look what we have here. A couple of Star Corp bandits sewn to the living room floor.
Ethan, why wouldn't you just tie us up while we were sleeping? Not that I would want that either, but it would be better than this.
Ho, 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 ho. Now the color is on the other foot. The tables have spun, and I see your true shoes.
What?
Might sense to me.
After all that I've been through because of people like you, hooking me up to a machine, making me turn against my best friend Phil, eating all my TV dinners.
Ethan, we don't know what you're talking about, honest.
You don't remember eating? It was in the den, not even an hour ago.
Oh, right. So what happens to us now?
I think it's time for a little Christmas decorating.
Stop, Ethan! No!
You thought that you could light me up with your mistletoe for no apparent reason. Well, that's rather elfish of you when all I wanted was a silent night. Looks like I'll be the one doing the slaying around here. I think you two, as an ornament, would be quite a tree.
No. Ethan, put the tree down. Please, put the tree down. No.
Ethan, where are you?
Ethan, oh my goodness. What'd you do to your Uncle Obadiah and Cousin Amos?
Oh, good, Mom, you're home. You'll be so proud of me. These two guys, they're from an evil corporation called StarCorp, which I had to deal with over this, well, I can't say it because I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but they were going to try to kidnap me for nefarious purposes. Wait a minute. Did you say Uncle Obadiah and Cousin Amos?
Yes.
You mean to tell me that they are actually telling the truth about a surprise family reunion party thing or something?
Yes, of course.
Then why were they acting so suspicious?
Were they?
I'm sorry. We get a little nervous when we're planning a big event. It's a lot of responsibility.
Well, hopefully you've been taught a lesson today not to be that way in the future.
Here, let me help you guys up.
Well, there goes my favorite shirt.
Well, on the bright side, you are here early for the surprise party.
Ethan!
Merry Christmas, folks!
Merry Christmas, everybody! I hope you enjoyed that Christmas special. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being a part of it. I enjoyed making it. Probably one of the most funnest Christmas specials I've ever been involved in. Anyway, here's the credits. The 2014 Ceiling Fan Christmas special was directed by Kevin McCreary. It was written by Rebecca McElroy and Christopher Green. Voice talent includes Kevin McCreary as Ethan Daniels and John Watzenberger, Josh Taylor as Uncle Obadiah, Christopher Green as Cousin Amos, Mark Jones as Phil, and Rebecca McElroy as Ethan's mom. Production on this episode by Christopher Green and Gabe Miller. Music composition by Natasha Green and Gabe Miller. For more information about The Ceiling Fan and to listen to all of our episodes, including the infamous Season 3 and Season 4 complete story arc, be sure to visit us at ceilingfanpodcast.com. That's all for this year of The Ceiling Fan. Have a merry, very Christmas, everyone, and good night.
I'm John Watzenberger with the Ceiling Fan News Update. It seems that earlier today, whenever we were reporting about the StarCorp thing, apparently there's a typo. It seems that it is not StarCorp, but it's StarPork, a local food processing factory. Again, we do apologize and didn't mean to cause any confusion. In other news, irresponsible parenting. Fact or fiction? Details at 11. Until then, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.